Genesis chapter 18 and verse 17. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." And the Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked? That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." And Abram answered and said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "If I find there 45, I will not destroy it." And he spake yet unto him. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, "Peradventure there shall be 40 found there." And he said, "I will not do it for 40's sake." And he said unto him, "O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there." And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." And he said, "O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 10's sake." And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. This passage opens, the passage that we have read together, with the Lord honouring the fact and the privilege of the covenant promise that he had established with Abraham. And it is something that we should remember, that outside of God's covenant, men and women and boys and girls will be judged by God according to what they deserve. But inside that covenant, we obtain what the Lord is pleased to give in love and mercy. And God remembers his covenant promises. It is a blessed and beneficial thing for parents to command their children in the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. And the Lord knew that Abraham would so command his children, not ordering them about in some dominating way, but leading by example and guiding and educating young people in gospel principles and in spiritual truth. We cannot make our children believers, but we can bring them under the truth of God's word and help them to become familiar with the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are a young person listening to this today, if you're a boy or a girl, you might think sometimes, why do my mum and dad keep talking about the Bible? Why is it that church is so important in our family? Why is it that I have got to do things that my friends don't have to do? Well, listen, it is because your mum and your dad, because your grandparents care for you and care for your souls and care for your lives and care for your spiritual well-being. That is why they command their children in the way of the Lord. And we should be very grateful that we have those who love us and pray for us in such ways as that. This is a very interesting conversation that we have before us here. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and we might assume the five cities of the plain, they knew nothing here about this man, Abraham, praying with God for them, asking God to be merciful to them for the sake of any righteous people who might be found in those cities and amongst the wicked inhabitants of Sodom and the cities of the plain. I wonder if you noticed with me that wickedness cries out to God for judgment. Did you notice that? People think that they can do wickedly, they can do evil things and nobody knows about it. We try to hide the evil things that we do. Do it in darkness, do it in quietness, do it in secret, do it in private. But wickedness cries to God. And even if God didn't have an all-seeing eye, his all-hearing ear would hear that wickedness shouting out to him that I deserve judgment. You know, there are terrible things done in this world. Terrible things happen in this world. Atrocities, shameful things, wicked things. But there is nothing that happens in this world that God doesn't know about and that God will not judge. And he will either judge it upon the souls of its perpetrators or he will judge it upon the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is that judge of all the earth who does right and nothing escapes his notice. Abraham intercedes for Sodom and the cities of the plain. And he speaks about the numbers that might be found there. And he speaks about 50 and 45 and 40 and 30 and 20 and 10. And it goes down and down and down. And Abraham is seeking for the deliverance of these people. It's a lovely thing that Abraham does. Asking for the preserving of the wicked for the sake of the just, that yet there might be time given before the judgment of God falls upon the wicked. We have the privilege of praying for our friends and for our neighbours, for our towns and for our communities, that they might be benefited and blessed. Because there is the presence of the Lord's people amongst them. Because the gospel is yet being preached in this day to our towns and our cities and our communities and to our neighbours and our families. Abraham was likely thinking about Lot and his family. And he asks for mercy that perhaps even for the sake of 10 people, 10 righteous souls, mercy will be bestowed upon these cities. And what Abraham was doing was interceding. And that's what we call this kind of prayer, a prayer of intercession, to come before the Lord on behalf of someone else and ask for help and ask for mercy. Another word that might be used for that is to advocate, to speak for someone else. And of course, that is a picture. Abraham was a type here of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our great advocate and our great intercessor. That the Lord Jesus Christ goes before his Father on behalf of his people, and he prays for us. There's a lovely little verse in Isaiah chapter 53, which says that he bare the sin of many. That's the substitutionary role of the Lord Jesus Christ. He bare the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. And that speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ as our mediator between God and man, that we might have access into the presence of God because of Christ's blood and his intercession on our behalf. Abraham, we learn, was unsuccessful in his intercession because not even 10 were found in those cities. Such was the wickedness that existed there. We'll learn a little bit more about that in the days to come, perhaps. But here's something lovely that I want to mention in conclusion. In the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ is a successful intercessor because he himself was found to be righteous for his people. He took our sin, the righteous one took our sin, and he carried it away, thereby securing our deliverance and deliverance for all for whom he stood as substitute, bearing their sins, and as intercessor on our behalf. That speaks a little bit of the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, we speak of him as prophet, priest, and king. This is his priestly office. And the Lord Jesus Christ encourages poor sinners like us to come to him in repentance and in faith, because he ever liveth to make intercession for them that come to him, and to be able and is able to save to the uttermost all who come to God by him. What a wonderful Savior we have. Let us take him at his word. Let us come to God by him, for he is able to save us whomsoever we are, and he ever liveth to maketh intercession for us. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us and encourage